What day is it today?
Today is Friday.
Friday.
Happy Friday.
Oh, I feel fabulous on this Friday.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
It's not Father's Day, is it?
Not until Sunday.
The Sunday, then.
Sunday? This Sunday or next Sunday?
Sunday.
I want it to be Father's Day. Every day.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Happy Father's Day, Dad.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, show number 2138. 608. Carla, it's Friday.
Oh.
Father's Day weekend right around the corner.
Yes,
and I know a lot of fathers looking forward to it. So we salute all the fathers,
right,
citywide, nationwide.
Yes, we do. Or are they, Mike? I've got a couple things coming up that dads might like, you know, just that would be perfect
okay.
for Father's Day.
All right. And
yeah.
By the way, how are you doing?
Well, better.
That Carla lost her AC the other day.
Yeah.
And luckily, you had a place to go.
I do. Yes, I did. I do. And without getting into too much detail, it winds up I have somebody in my family who now works at HVAC and said yesterday, I'm coming over. Let me look at it. Because I don't trust anyone at this point. I don't trust anyone. And
is that
he came
an Italian
over.
Thing? Like, you know
maybe,
a guy?
Maybe,
I know a
yes,
guy.
Yes, I do know a guy. And I was mad I didn't know a guy in this case. Now I know a guy.
In
but
the
I
family.
Yeah, I didn't know okay. he was Finnish. He's working for a great company. And he came by and it's like, this is all it is, we hope. So we're still trying to see. It seems to be that's all
okay.
it is. Which was minor compared to what I thought. Now, at some point, I'm sure it'll happen, but he's like, you know.
Same here.
Yeah. But man, he's my nephew-in-law.
Oh,
he's my niece's husband, and I thank him. He's
How many
my
other people
savior.
Have gone through this where you know, when it's the hottest,
yeah.
that's when it happens.
Yes, yes.
And you're thinking, I'm going to have to spend thousands of dollars. Oh, it's just a part.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
And luckily, cross your fingers.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
all
exactly.
It is, so.
I mean, I'm
right.
you know, so yes, we'll have a follow-up, you know, with my doctor.
Yeah.
And,
and a big party.
Yes, that's right. And my ear. Oh, jeez.
Sunshine, hot again today and over the weekend.
All right.
Highs in the low teens. And when we say that, we mean like 113, 112.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But all next week, not quite as hot.
Fine, because I'm sick of being buried in powder.
Okay.
I really am.
It's 91 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it is indeed Father's Day weekend. That is on Sunday. If you just go by how much people are spending, apparently we love our dad a little less than we love our mom, about 15%.
Wow.
Yeah, so the average person will spend about $190 on dad compared to about $220 on mom. So dad gets about $30 less, you know, whatever. Dad's just easier, I think. That's all. Dad's easier.
Not to mention, dads really don't care.
Yeah, well, exactly. By the way, the number one thing that dads want, not too far off from mom, is just a day to themselves.
Yeah.
That's all. And that doesn't cost $190.
No.
At all.
Save your money.
Yes, a good pair of socks or a few of them, $20-$25. Leave him alone.
Yes.
That's all. They're calling it cave syndrome. It is a new term that describes people who are having anxiety about going back into the world freely after the pandemic. So, and psychologists are saying don't classify it. It's just a term that is being used. It was called day drinking, but now they call it cave syndrome, Mike.
I think I might have that.
So day drinking?
Both.
that might be starting today.
Mm-hmm.
And summer officially starts on Sunday, 8:32 p.m. our time on Sunday, Pacific time. Just a couple fun things for you. We go through what? Popsicles in the summer?
Yeah.
Those were invented by mistake, by the way. Back in the early 1900s, a guy left some sugary water outside overnight and it froze. And he did the old, this is good. This is really good. So they are now popsicles. So,
and there were two sticks that just happened to be by each other.
Yeah, that's right. What do I have? What do I have here? Well, let me stick this twig in there. And iced tea. We talked about it. It was National Iced Tea Day a few days back. A Americans drink about 3 billion gallons of iced tea a year. 3 billion gallons of iced tea. That is, yes, that is a lot of beverage. So there you go, going into summer.
Carl, I have a story about a woman, competitive eater, broke her own record of eating a 2-pound burrito in 1 minute and 26 seconds.
Ew, okay.
Do you want to hear what that sounds like?
I'm going to be trying to beat my time last year, which was 1 minute and 26 seconds. 3, 2, 1, go.
Just, we compressed it, of course.
Oh my God. Guys, that was my best time so far. 1 minute 21. Oh my God.
Did it in 1 minute 21 seconds.
That was gross enough in that 6 seconds.
Guys, do you find that hot?
I was just going to say, is that, I as a woman, I think it's gross. Listen, I'm all for a woman eating and being comfortable with eating food, but just sucking it down and competitive eating, I don't know.
You take her out to a nice restaurant.
Yes, and she inhales the steak.
You're hoping to have a beautiful evening.
Why don't we share this tomahawk, honey? Oh, whoops, it's gone. Okay.
And within a minute, she's ready to go.
She's got the Flintstones ribs going. Gee, is it? I don't know, guys. Is that sexy?
No.
You've mentioned somebody that you know who eats, somebody we know.
Yes.
Oh, it's just awful going out with this person. Yeah. Oh, it's awful. Oh.
The way this person eats.
And you know, considered sexy.
Yeah.
She is, I mean. But boy, till that goes in the mouth.
There you go.
And another thing, guys, exactly. You know, till that goes in the mouth, I mean, that's not, you know.
She's a competitive eater. Neela Zizzer is the record holder for the 2-pound burrito.
Well, all right.
In a minute and 21 seconds.
I mean, if that's her job and she's a card-carrying, you know, member of the Competitive Eaters Club, then I guess, yay, woo.
You're the best. Whatever you do, be the best.
Yes.
Reading about Metallica, Carla, their lyrics, and the most commonly used word in a Metallica song, the word never. The word never. It's been used 68 times. 68 times throughout their, if you look at through their music catalog.
Yeah.
The word never. Here's a sample. There you go. I'm not a big Metallica fan, so I could never tell you that.
Right. You could never?
But never. But it seems quite clear they like the word never.
Yeah.
Who was it in? Dennis DeYoung of Styx.
Right.
Said, if I never wrote another song with the word paradise in it.
I get that. A friend of mine and I, Monica and I, and Lynn, we used to talk about those bands that they like this word. Melissa Etheridge, water always seemed to pop up in a lot of her songs. It's like, I wonder why that is.
Oh, by the way, as we talk about this, who's the daughter that played on Schitt's Creek that coined the phrase, ooh, David?
Oh, I know.
Alexa's the character's name. Yes. I can't remember the actress.
Yeah.
She came forward and said, she goes, I don't know where that ooh, David.
It's the way she said it.
Right.
That's why.
But she said a fan had texted her or emailed her or something and said she has watched the entire series and counted only twice. She said, actually, ew, David.
Okay.
Huh. Now, she has said, David.
Yeah, David, right. Or David, or yeah, that could be.
But she said, as far as ew, David, you see on coffee cups and stuff like that.
Yeah, she's a meme. She's got the, t-shirts, the whole bit.
Twice. Only twice. And she goes, I have no idea why it is blown up, but it has.
Man, I watched that show as it was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've decided now with, you know, everything is kind of off regular TV, so I'm going to go back now again and watch it from the beginning, you know, to the end.
That's
again.
What I had to do, too, because I wasn't into it. It took a couple of episodes to get used to, but now that I know how funny it is.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I love the texts that are coming in concerned about Carla and the lack of AC.
Yes. You know, I was telling you off the air, Mike, I worked at Channel 3 for a long time, a couple times. And I had people from Channel 3 that, you know, that I worked with that reached out to me. Rich Giacovino, who you know very well. Carl, I got AC units. Christine Mastrodonato, she was a producer over there, an EP for a long time. She reached out to me. Do you need a place to stay? I had listeners reaching out to me. Pat, Carla, what do you need? I'm here. Somebody who offered to get me a hotel room. It's like, I'm okay. I can get one. I have a place to stay. I was with Angie, of course. Mm-hmm. But it was really sweet. Terry, who used to be here. Terry Springs.
I love the fact that she offered you one of those air conditioners that you could put in your window.
Yes. She said, you know, we have one from when our air went out a 4th of July a few years ago.
Yeah.
And she said, it's a bit chonky. It would probably take a couple people to move it, but I've got it if you need it. It was so funny.
That's the video I'd actually love. I think it would go viral seeing you with that big clunky old-fashioned air conditioner that you put in the window.
Did you have one of those?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, listen, those were the rich people at the time. I mean, those were the people who had enough money
that could afford one.
Yes.
And the fancy schmancy people that even had more money had the one where the sides would come out. There was a little panel on each side to close up the window.
It's almost like we had friends who had a little accordion closer. Yeah.
And so you wouldn't have to put plywood or something. To make it fit in the window totally. So
you weren't that bad. It works fine. It's old paneling. We'll just put that on the sides. That's good.
I'll paint it. It'll match the house. Nobody will tell.
As I recall, Matt, my brother Matt, he used to help my dad, like when he'd go visit, to haul it out and put it in. And as I recall, we had a holder. I don't think we had the plywood legs anymore. I think there was a shelfy type thing that it was on. Well, you know, my dad was a musician.
Very cool.
Listen, if it was up to my dad, he would have tied it up with an old shoelace and just put it in there. It's fine, Carly.
But you're fine. Keep the air conditioners but
God willing,
you're gonna
God
work it
willing.
Out.
There's another step, but okay.
People catching up from last hour, we were talking about the competitive eater that broke her own record of eating a 2-pound burrito.
Yeah.
Former record, 1:26. She did it in under 1:21.
You know, Michael said, I guess, you know, okay, fine and well. But after eating that burrito in that short of time, there's that ripple effect. And then her behind starts talking to her, if you know what I mean. Not real sexy. So, Michael, on to Barbara, who said, do we really need competitive eating?
I always thought the same thing.
Yeah. Now, she suggested, Mike, maybe competitive margarita drinking or something like that. I know. And Anthony wrote in and said, I suppose it's sexy, a woman who isn't afraid to eat, but that much, that fast, I think that would be a turnoff if she tried to, you know, show off or prove something.
You know, you take her home for, the weekend or something to introduce the family to her.
Yeah, you want cannolis? My grandmother made cannolis. Oh, dear God, honey, wow. Okay.
What else would you like?
Just
put it in front of her. Well, it doesn't matter at this point. I'm surprised nobody texted in. Was she hot? Is she hot?
Is she hot?
Is she hot? Because that might make all the difference in the world. You never know. Big Friday. We're going to be checking in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. A few movies coming out on the big screen. Something to watch at home over the weekend. Yes. So we'll talk to him. Less than 7 minutes from now, 7:31, Mike and Carla Morning Show and Duran Duran. Every Friday at about this time, we check in with our good friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about movies and things we can watch over the weekend. Jeff, what's going on?
Oh, man, we got some big movies this weekend, starting with Luca from Disney Pixar. It's streaming on Disney Plus, and it's set in the seaside town of an Italian Riviera. And Luca is a coming-of-age story about a young boy's unforgettable summer. It's filled with gelato, pasta, endless scooter rides, but he shares his adventures with his newfound best friend, a sea monster from another world just below the water's surface. It wouldn't be a summer without a Pixar movie, and we got voice talents of Maya Rudolph, Jim Gaffigan, and Jacob Tremblay. This is a real winner.
Well, we both like Jim Gaffigan.
Very much so, yes.
All right, so what else, Jeff?
Well, we got a gangster movie in theaters called The Birthday Cake, and it's about the young mobster named Gio, and on the 10th anniversary of his father's mysterious death, his mother prepares a birthday cake to celebrate his loss, and he goes to his Uncle Angelo, who's a Brooklyn mafia boss. The movie takes place all in one night. It's filled with revenge, mobsters. Listen to this cast. Ian McGregor, Val Kilmer, and a cast of good fellas you've seen over the years. They just had the world premiere of the film at the Mob Museum last weekend.
Val Kilmer?
Yeah, yes. Really?
Yes, he plays the uncle. He's one of the mobsters. He's one of the mob bosses. And he did have throat cancer, so he speaks through a hole in his throat.
Oh, it's tragic. Man.
I know, it's tragic, but he's amazing in the film. He really is.
That's what I was wondering. So, good for him. Good for him. I'm all glad.
Right. One more. On Netflix, we have a movie called Fatherhood. It stars comedian Kevin Hart in a role that's going to surprise you. He plays a widowed father who has to raise his daughter on his own. It's really inspirational.
He seems like he's like doing a movie every month.
Yeah, I know.
Or is that just me?
No, he's busy. In quarantine, he never stopped working.
Good for him.
Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, of course. Great interviews with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard and some great celebrities, movie stars, and that. Of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, always good catching up with you. So have a great weekend. Stay cool.
Thanks a lot. You too.
I'm going to throw this out there, Carla, and with you, I think, you know, what was the perk, or whatever your father did for a job?
Yeah.
What was the best perk?
Oh, man.
Now, with you, for those people that don't know, you know, Carla's dad was a recording artist. He had appeared up and down the strip. He was on the Johnny Carson show.
Yeah.
Incredible life.
Yeah.
And worked with some amazing people.
I don't want to leave out the fact that they did Mike Douglas a lot. Mike Douglas.
With the big flowers on
the flowers behind you. Yes. Rowan and Martin laughing. They
right.
The coolest perk to me was always being able to go backstage to watch shows, to meet the celebrities that I met going backstage.
Right.
You know, and I've talked about it on the show before. It took me a long time to see a show from the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Backstage was the coolest thing on earth. The coolest thing on earth.
So as you think about your dad.
Yeah.
And what he did for a living and the perk.
Yeah.
Or the perks that came along with that. That would be it.
It was just the best. Well, Mike, I mean, that's how I thought I would be a dancer, you know, because I met Juliet Prowse in the wings up at Harrah's in Reno.
When you were how old?
I was like 7, 8, and she said, I said, I want to be a dancer.
Yeah.
She said, you could be anything you want to be.
Anything you want.
Yes, and that was the coolest thing. But going backstage and being backstage was the coolest thing on earth. That was the coolest perk to me of my dad's job.
So no matter what your dad did, there were always a couple of perks. Maybe not as glamorous as the one that Carla had, but
Doesn't matter. I didn't think it was at the time. I thought it was just normal.
So what was it that your dad did that offered this or that perk?
You got to think about that one.
702-739-9636. While you think about that, dial in, text in. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Thing just makes me sad. Britney Spears did a live stream and a fan asked her, will you ever take the stage again? She said, I have no idea. And she said, I'm having fun right now. I'm in a transition in my life and I am enjoying myself. But she is, you know, she has that whole conservatorship with her dad. She does go to court next week. And, you know, I guess she'll find out what's going on then. But I don't know if it's she won't perform for her own reasons or you know, for other reasons we don't know. But it's kind of sad. It is
you know
very
what?
Sad.
Whether, whether you like her or not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To have somebody go through this.
Yes.
Is sad.
It's terrible.
No matter who you are.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know what it is that, you know, they say she lives in fear of her father and he kind of holds the keys still to that conservatorship. It's very, very sad. So I guess ABC has yet to decide who will replace Chris Harrison on The Bachelor. I know there's some people who may be filling in, but they don't know yet. He was the big host and, the, you know, the whatever, the rose holder and the whole, you know, not anyone
can... Holder of the roses!
Yes, I know. Not anyone can hand out roses to, you know, a room full of, you know, STD lovers. I don't know. I just... I don't know about that one. Kim Kardashian says even when she becomes a lawyer, she will not stop posting sexy pictures.
Ooh.
Mike, yeah, she said, I thought about it, and then I thought, well, you know what? You can do it all, and if I look good, I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. Why not? But she did say, I don't want to embarrass my kids in any way. Yeah. So she's, yeah.
Well, you have to pass the bar first.
Yeah.
That's been a problem.
You failed the baby bar twice, Kim. Wait till you have to take, like, the mama bar and the daddy bar.
Yeah, and the biggest bar of all.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes,
baby
exactly.
Steps. Baby steps.
I know. So, hopefully. Jimmy Kimmel, listen to this. Now the sponsor of a college football bowl game.
Oh.
The Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl will take place December 18th at SoFi Stadium in L.A., of course, where the Rams and the Chargers play. A bowl... That's kind of cool.
Good
you might want to look into that one.
Yeah, the Michael Bryan Bowl.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Right
here in Vegas.
Right?
Yeah.
And sad news for us in the radio world, for a lot in the TV world, Frank Bonner, you knew him as Herb Tarlick.
Oh.
On WKRP, America's Salesman, he died after a battle. This is so sad with Lewy body dementia. That just breaks my heart. He was 79 years old. He played that part so well.
You take a woman to a nice place. Now that says I like you, you're important to me, and by bringing you here, you know I like nice things and that I have very high standards, and one of them is you. But the important thing is not just letting a woman know that you want her, but letting her know that she can have you in a very non-threatening, totally natural, loving way.
What else?
Yeah, what then? Oh, now you guys know.
Yeah, tell us.
Come on.
You get her drunk, stupid.
Herb Tarlick, oh. Frank Bonner, 79 years old. Very, very sad.
I said that to our sales manager here.
They all know him.
Yeah.
They all know him.
It's a sad day in the sales pit.
It really was, too. That is my take.
What was the perk, no matter what your dad did?
Yeah.
What was the perk that he brought home or you got to take advantage of? 827, Becky's on the phone. Becky, what was it?
My dad was an electrician, so we had all sorts of gadgets in the house. One of which was in our closet. When you open the door, the light would automatically come on.
That is so cool.
No light switches, no nothing, and it was great. It was for the sliding door closets as well as the ones with the door handle. And you could always tell when the door was open because the light would be on.
Yeah. See, you don't think about that, but that's a cool perk.
And the other one we had that was great was that in our carport, if you went out during the day and you didn't turn the light on, you came home in the dark. So there was a button on the opposite side of the door from the doorbell that if you pressed that button, the light would come on.
See?
Oh, my God, I love that!
And then it would stay on for 3.5 minutes.
Oh, so you had time to get your keys.
That's awesome.
Oh, Becky, that's so cool. Do you know that we had a friend who was an electrician and he used to do stuff like that? And I thought, I want to be an electrician now when I was like 11 or something.
Yeah.
I started reading a book on electricity and was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Becky, great call. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Love your show. Thanks for waking me up every day.
And back then, you know, I mean, now you don't think about it as much, but back then, if that was happening in your house, you had that.
Oh,
that was so cool.
That is the coolest thing. Are you kidding me? Everybody had a perk with their dad's job. Terry says, my dad worked for a Jewish bakery in Chicago. We always had fresh bread, rolls, bagels, donuts, cakes. Oh, that would have been so cool.
Best perk ever.
Oh, my gosh. Some of these are absolutely great. Now, Kimberly, how could you? My dad was a firefighter. When I went to the station, I got to slide down the pole.
No.
Yes. Who didn't want to do that? Girls and boys.
That has been your dream for how long?
Oh, please. Yes. I don't want to work the pole. I just want to slide
down the pole.
That is all that I want to do. Now, somebody mentioned that they lived in, their family They traveled to Columbia for their dad's job. She said, I got to see a completely different culture. Now, yeah, that's awesome. Would have been cool.
All right.
Wow.
Hey, our friend Big Mike's on the phone. Big Mike!
My dad ran Anaheim Stadium where the Angels played from like early 70s until he retired about 12 years ago.
Oh, you don't even have to tell us now.
Well, there are two that bring me to tears sometimes, and I'm feeling good this morning, so I promise I won't cry.
Right.
When I turned 8 years old back in the 70s, Nolan Ryan played for the Angels.
Yeah.
At that time, the ball pin was in the tunnels as you were coming out onto the field before they moved it out where people could see it. I was infatuated with Nolan Ryan. Didn't really understand him at that age, but just infatuated with him. One day, in my dad's big shop that's in the tunnels as well, he had taken me there for my birthday, and we were getting ready to go out to lunch, and he says, hey, let's go catch in the ball pen before we go. I said, sure, Dad, no problem. As we turned the corner, Nolan Ryan was standing with a glove, tossing a ball up and down in his head, and he said, son, you want to play?
Oh.
And another fun thing, I got to meet Bono when he played on his Zoo TV tour there in the early 90s.
I'm sorry about that, Mike. I'm sorry.
He's so short, I thought I could put him in my pocket.
Yeah. That's great. Big Mike, you know what? Happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Hey, thank you guys. Mike, you as well. Always love listening to you guys. Have an awesome weekend.
You know what? We have that Father's Day prize pack.
Yes.
One last one. We'll do that here in a couple of minutes. I love these calls and the people that are texting in because no matter what your dad did, he had a perk of some sort that to you as a kid was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, no
whether,
kidding.
Whether it was like your dad being a musician, you're backstage all the time meeting all these celebrities, or like Becky, whose dad was an electrician.
Yeah,
when you open a closet, you know, back then when we were growing up, the light went on.
The light went on.
What? Yes.
Yeah, I know. You imagine that as a kid back in the day. Look at that. Look at that.
You would just bring kids over to show them.
Exactly. Look at this.
Yeah.
No, wait, stand over there. Watch. Look at that.
Uh-huh.
Light went on. Yeah. Listen, Barbara said my dad's company did Family Day at Astros games. Got to meet players, see the games. It was pretty cool at the time. That would be pretty cool. Big league, big league fields and all of that stuff. Just the coolest. Greg said, the perk we had, my dad's job, he worked for the federal government. Once a year, they would close Disneyland to the general public, open it for employees at the company he worked for. No tickets, nothing. Lines were short. You could stay on the ride, go again and again. Man. We called it Ride Till You Puke Day. It was great.
How do you top that? All right, Karen, final call. What was the perk?
Okay, so my dad worked for Quaker Oats back in the day, like in the early 60s, and my brother and I would get every ring that you'd find inside the toy that you find inside the cereal boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We would just get, we had tons of them. Give
That's great.
To our friends, one for every finger.
That's why we're saying it doesn't matter what your dad did.
Yeah, my friend Lynn that you met, one of my best friends, her dad worked for Campbell's Soup.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All the soup you could handle.
Exactly.
Giant, I had a Jolly Green Giant tent with the little sweet pea thing, whatever.
Oh, come on.
See, that's so cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Love it.
Have a good day.
Have a good day, guys.
Didn't matter what your dad did, you got a perk.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
All right.
Yeah, you did.
This is the last prize pack we have to give away for Dad.
Okay.
The Mystery Dad Contest. This is your chance to score tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco over at the Encore. Wynn Resorts. What else do we have? Oh, Rodizio Grill.
Rodizio Grill, $200 dining card for them. $100 over at Uniform Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Aviators tickets, of course. Popcorn Girl gift certificate as well. So, yeah.
All you have to do is identify the movie or TV show this mystery dad is from.
Ah, you two are the best kids any father accidentally ever has.
Okay? That might be an easy one. One more time.
Ah, you two are the best kids any father accidentally ever has.
To wrap up the week on Father's Day. All right. Identify that dad or the movie or show he's from. 702-739-9636. Giving away that final prize pack for Dad. All you have to do is identify the mystery dad. What movie or TV show is this dad from?
Ah, you two are the best kids any father accidentally ever has.
Carla, we have Dottie on the phone. Dottie, can you identify that dad from the movie or the TV show?
Well, it sure sounds like good old Mr. Bundy from Married with Children.
Yeah!
You got it! You got it, girl!
great prize pack you have for your husband or your dad, depending on who
husband.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Aww.
The tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco, the $200 gift card, Enjoy Rodizio Grill, the $100 Uniform Sports gift card, Night Up if you want.
Yep, that's right.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah. Popcorn Girl and a couple of tickets for an Aviators game. Keep in mind for everybody else, except for the Sebastian Maniscalco tickets, same prize package, second chance to win. You can register right now on our website at 96.3kklz.com.
You guys wrong.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
What's okay. going on? There you go.
It's Friday. That's what's going on.
I'm like, hello.
I'm here.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give a call to 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. All right. A 25-year-old guy in New York never returned a U-Haul. Spray painted it black to disguise it, thinking he was being super sneaky.
Yeah, the big black box truck. Okay, good.
But he forgot to hide the big U-Haul logo on the windshield. Got to double check.
I don't know where that came from.
So he's in jail now.
Oh,
you'll love this story. A Canadian couple was caught having sex on somebody's lawn while the person was out mowing the lawn. When the couple got confronted, what do? You pick up rocks. You start throwing them.
Yeah, sure.
And run away.
Sure. You kids, get off of my lawn.
Or, yeah, pick up a rock.
Oh, my gosh.
Police are investigating. Haven't tracked down the couple, but I'm sure they will. That's up in Canada.
That is so bad.
He's out there mowing the lawn. There's no other lawn you could do that on?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And do you have shoes on, guys? Because you don't want to cut your foot. You don't want, if you're going to be out there when somebody's mowing the lawn.
Especially if you have to run away.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this story out of New Jersey, I didn't think this was still happening. I thought maybe we'd learned by now. A New Jersey representative, Donald Payne is his name. He embarrassed himself during a House of Representatives Zoom call. Stood up during the call as his Captain America shirt flew up and revealed to everyone he wasn't wearing any pants. 62 years old, later released a statement, said, "My focus has always been the public good and my work to better the lives of my constituents." Yeah, what about your no pants, though? What about that, Don?
Very transparent.
Anything there? Yeah. And listen to this. I had no idea. There's a nationwide porta potty storage. An increase in parties, graduation parties, proms, backyard barbecues, all of that stuff that would normally be held this time of year. Yeah. People can't do it because they can't get porta potties, Mike.
Really?
Yeah, they say across the country it's like 10 to 20 weeks because they're in such heavy demand.
All of a sudden we're waiting for cars and porta potties.
Yes, porta potties. So just hold it in.
Well, thank God we got toilet paper, but nowhere
to
throw
it. Nowhere to throw it or use it. That's right. Wow. Oh, my. That's gross. Every gross thing comes to mind. It just does. You know what? Just have a smaller party inside at your house so nobody has to leave that sitting out. And that's 150 degree heat, okay?
That smells real good.
Yes, it is Friday, your other news.
Our first ever M&C BBQ galore.
Yes.
The brackets were up for a couple of weeks. You got to vote. And people voted citywide.
Yes, they did.
And we have the winner. And this place I've heard of, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Ray's Barbecue.
Nice job.
They are located right behind Mandalay Bay on South Valley View Boulevard. And friends have told me about this place. I have never been there.
I need to check it out. I definitely need to check it out.
But they say it's pretty good. And according to M&C's Barbecue Galore Bracket, number one, it's rated the best. So there you go. Congrats to everybody over at Jesse Ray's Barbecue. And to everybody who voted and all the other barbecue places who took part in it.
I don't think
there's a bad barbecue place here in Las Vegas.
No, I don't think so either. There were some good ones on those in those brackets.
Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for the best, Jesse Ray's Barbecue.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
Do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. A very cool father and daughter reunion just in time for Father's Day. A father and daughter, they hadn't seen each other in 53 years. What? They were reunited through an ancestry DNA test. Deb says, I wanted to know, was I mostly Irish or Scottish or English? You know, whatever. So I did the test. The man I thought was my father passed away last year. And I was no longer able to, you know, give any information from him.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got the results, I reached out and found out that actually wasn't my dad.
Wow.
Tim is my father. They knew each other, but she didn't know that that was her father. They recently got together for the first time for Father's Day. But again, she hadn't seen him since she was a kid, a very, very small child. Wow. How about that? Well, I don't know if there was some hanky-panky or
I don't know the backstory.
But no. Okay. But you know what? Yeah, I mean, she said
doesn't
it was
matter.
Quite a... No, it doesn't matter to her at all. And it's somebody that she knew as well.
Right.
So, wow. Wow. 53 flipping years.
There you go.
Hoo-wee.
What a great Father's Day story.
Yes, it is.
We love it. 9:39, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Getting ready to enjoy the weekend. Wendy Rush coming in next. Don't forget tonight, go Knights, go.
Yes, please.
Game 3 in Montreal.
Yeah.
Drop the puck a little after 5 o'clock, which is good news.
Ooh-wee. Okay, I like that. Let's do it, you guys.
Congrats to our first M&C Barbecue Galore winner, Jesse Ray's Barbecue. Announced that earlier. The best, according to the voters here in Las Vegas.
Yes.
So enjoy that if you have a chance to stop by over Father's Day on South Valley View right behind Mandalay Bay. Otherwise, do have a great Father's Day, whatever you do. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.